Overnight, the FBI released this statement. The FBI has identified Thomas Matthew Crooks, 20, of Bethel Park, Pennsylvania, as the subject involved in the assassination attempt of former President Donald Trump. The agency emphasized the investigation is active and ongoing. The assassination attempt comes just as the Republican National Convention is set to begin this week in Wisconsin. The Trump campaign and the RNC has said President Trump looks forward to joining you all in Milwaukee as we proceed with our convention to nominate him to serve as the 47th President of the United States. For more, we're joined by Congressman Mike Lawler, Republican of New York. Good morning, and thank you for being with us.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
So we're all processing this in real time. How are you and your constituents reacting to this?
Well, I think obviously as a nation, we're shocked. This is unimaginable. It's unconscionable. And it's tragic. And but for the grace of God, Donald Trump survived an assassination attempt. And I think, you know, one of the main takeaways that I think we all need to have as Americans is that our elections are determined by votes at a ballot box, not by violence at a rally. And it's really, it is a sad day in America when it has come to this, that, you know, someone would try to take action into their own hands and upend our nation. We are deeply divided politically, but, you know, this could have been a great tragedy for this country had it just been 0.5 millimeter the other way.
What can you tell us about communication to members of Congress or to the GOP caucus about yesterday's shooting? Is there any intelligence information or a briefing?
Obviously, information is coming quick, and you know, we've heard from the sergeant at arms and Capitol Hill Police. Obviously, they want to ensure the safety and well-being of the members of Congress. But, you know, there are going to be investigations in the coming weeks, including by the House Oversight Committee, Homeland Security, as the speaker announced yesterday. And, you know, it's premature, obviously, to say too much. But I think one thing that needs to be determined is obviously how this deranged shooter made his way to a rooftop with a clear line of sight at the former president and, you know, pierced his ear with a bullet that, as I said before, you know, 0.5 millimeter the other way, and we would be having a very different conversation today.
Well, the RNC is happening this week. Do you have security concerns about the RNC? Do you think it should have been postponed?
No, I think this is a moment in American history. As you saw with President Trump's defiant response yesterday, where he raised his fist in the air moments after being shot and almost assassinated. This is a moment to unify. This is a moment to come together in support of not only Donald Trump, but in support of our country. There is so much at stake in this election, so many challenges facing the American people. From the economy to the border to the crises around the world. And, you know, having the convention nominating Donald Trump and moving forward is a moment of clarity for the country. And I think, obviously, you know, when we get to Milwaukee tomorrow and there during the week, this is going to be a moment where you see the Republican Party more unified than ever.
Well, can you talk about this? You know, this is, things like this happen, and then there is can be a partisan lens. I mean, you've had politicians urging caution and rejecting violence, but Ohio Republican Senator J.D. Vance, who's often mentioned as a potential running mate for Trump, did write on social media, the central premise of the Biden campaign is that President Donald Trump is an authoritarian fascist who must be stopped at all costs. That rhetoric led directly to President Trump's attempted assassination and some Republican lawmakers are pointing to a call with donors President Joe Biden had last week when he said, quote, it's time to put Trump in the bullseye. That was a private call and it wasn't public. But how would you like your colleagues to handle this moment?
I think it's a moment for clarity and unity. Obviously, the investigation will unveil the motive and what was behind this. But one thing that I will say, as someone who is out in the public, meeting with my constituents on a daily basis, and hearing from them, the rhetoric about Donald Trump being a fascist and a threat to democracy needs to stop. We can debate these issues. We can disagree as Americans. But we need to do so peacefully and respectfully. To continue that line of rhetoric is destructive to this country.
Do you not to cut you off, but do you also feel that when Republicans say that Joe Biden, if he gets reelected, that the country will be over or things of that nature, do you also condemn that sort of language?
Look, this isn't an either or proposition. Donald Trump was just shot. And I think all of us in this moment should look at this and understand, obviously, rhetoric matters. We should not be trying to incite people. This is a moment to unify the country. Yes, we have deep disagreements about policy, but the country will endure no matter who wins in November. Democracy will endure no matter who wins in November. And I think, you know, the disagreements should be centered around policy, not personality. And the rhetoric on the Democratic side about democracy needs to stop.
Thank you. Congressman Mike Lawler, Republican of New York, thank you so much for speaking with us.
Thank you.